Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Professional Football League organization La Liga and a global crypto offering exchange, GCOX, are launching a La Liga football experience token. This token, when launched, aims to bring the global football fan base closer to their favorite club, give fans access to ticketing, merchandise, tours. Digital tokenization will allow fans to connect and hopefully engage with La Liga in a whole new way. How is this going to work and what does this mean for fans? We find out now with Ivan Codina, Managing Director for La Liga Southeast Asia, South Korea, Japan and Australia. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Also joining us, Sir Dr. Jeffrey Lin, CEO of GCOX. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good.
Wonderful to have you both with us. Tell us, why is a football club entering the world of crypto?
Football clubs is always about fan engagement, right? So using the blockchain technology is much easier to track the behavior of the fans. So coming back to the statistic, you actually know what the fans want, rather than always have to guess, because most football clubs don't have the real statistics of the age group, spending habits, and the likes and don'ts of all the fans.
Ivan, maybe you can share how this token is aiming at transforming the experience of the fans.
Absolutely. For us at La Liga, our main objective is always to bring La Liga closer to the fans. By associating our brand with GCOX, this allows us to have a greater impact, you know, in some of the fans in the region. So we're going to be working with GCOX to develop opportunities to have access to money can buy experiences for all the fans. So anything that can enable us to get closer to the fans is always very welcome. So we are very excited about this partnership.
So this partnership aims to allow fans to engage with the club in a whole new way. Can you give us some examples?
Yes. The main thing to consider here is that we're going to allow the fans, you know, to have a say in what they would like to see or how to engage with La Liga. So we will have opportunity to organize some clinics, you know, in Spain with the fans. We will have opportunity to bring the fans and explore or live in life in person, you know, like some of the best, you know, like matches of La Liga. We're going to be able to engage with some of the La Liga legends, even train at the home ground of the favorite teams in Spain. So in the end, it's going to be a great opportunity to bring the fans to Spain to see a little bit of more of La Liga, but not just La Liga, but also Spain as a whole, as a tourist destination. So it's going to be a great opportunity to engage with our fans.
So, Dr. Lin, I understand that GCOX has worked with many other celebrities to sort of create their own coins, so to speak. Digital tokenization seems to be the new buzzword these days. Can you explain to us a little bit about how fans, will they be able to trade with this token for La Liga, for example?
Yes, definitely. It will be available on the GCOX platform. Fans that is keen on the token, be it collectors, be it the full utility of it, can actually purchase the tokens on the GCOX exchange.
So fans can then trade their own tokens?
Yes, but this is a more utility model rather than a trading model.
Right, so it's a closed community and then people can use these tokens to access the La Liga universe, so to speak.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Right. When are we expecting this to be available?
We are actually now currently in intensive planning with the La Liga side. We are hoping to push it out by this year.
Oh, fans are going to love hearing that, because I think you broke the news last month announcing this, but we're all curious as to when we can actually get our hands on these digital tokens. So help us understand a little bit about La Liga and Asia. Is it one of your more important markets?
Absolutely. So for us, back to what I was saying before, it's important to bring La Liga closer to the fans. So this part of the world is very important for us. From our office, we look after the entire Southeast Asia, Japan, Korea, and Australia. So that is a potential of over 700 million people, out of which, you know, like over 200 are probably football fans. So it's very important for us to understand in each of the markets, you know, what are the different ways to engage. So we have an office in Singapore, but also we have delegates in each of the markets. So we work on a global strategy to make sure that we have a good understanding on each of the markets and we can work closer to our partners like GCOX to have a more engaging time with our fans.
Yeah, since La Liga launched, you have a regional hub here in Singapore, and it's been here since March 2017, so 2 years back. In your opinion, how much has the football scene changed in terms of allowing fans access to their favorite footballers or clubs?
So we were one of the pioneer leagues, you know, to have an office here in the region. So we can see now that more clubs and other leagues are opening offices in the region because everybody understands of the potential of the region, you know, like and the amount of fans that there are available in the region. For us in Indonesia, probably is the second largest market in terms of number of fans that we have outside of Spain.
Wow.
So it's that gives you an idea of how important is this region for us. And it's important to get it right. You know, it's important to understand what is their behavior, what is the language, and you need to communicate with them. So just to find the right way to engage with the fans.
How will this token, are you hoping that it's going to make the league even more popular here in Asia?
Absolutely, absolutely. For us, there is no better partner than GQX right now at this moment, because they're going to allow us, you know, to engage with the fans in a different way, in a more, it's going to break down some barriers in some of the things that normally is very difficult to see, how to engage La Liga or the league, you know, with the fans. GQX together with La Liga is going to help, you know, like to get access to some players or some money can buy experiences that otherwise would not be possible. So we are very excited because in the end what we want is to get La Liga closer to the
money
fans.
Can't buy experiences. I love that line. Help us understand a little of, you work with several brands and celebrities.
Yep. Yes.
To help them with tokenization.
Yes.
And this seems to be the new wave. Do you think in future maybe every organization is going to look towards tokenization?
I guess if you look at this, tokenization is a little bit like a royalty fan clubs points kind of format, right?
It's so, like membership,
yes,
points 2.0.
Yes. So any businesses with a great amount of fans, you know, by hundreds of millions or millions, would want to engage their fans in a proper way. We can do like events, auctions, you know, even like challenges to win exclusive products rather than just giving out products, you know, endlessly. We can actually focus on that part and then rewards the fans and then really engage them, hear them, and bring them to where they want to be.
How is this new partnership with GCOX different from the previous partnership? I believe Michael Owen had a partnership.
Every celebrity, every brand that we work with is different. La Liga is a league, and La Liga mission is to bring the brand all around the world, right? Especially into Asia, closely connecting to the fans. And of course, for the GCOX La Liga token, we are focusing a lot on football tourism as well.
Yes, I understand. You have a travel partner, WTS.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's not only in Singapore, but we are thinking to bring fans really into the game, into Spain. As you know, the whole world is getting smaller. You can travel to anywhere now within like 24 hours, right? So match tickets, you know, easy to get match tickets, special event, you know.
I understand token holders will be able to auction, as you mentioned, and bid for tickets. Can you explain a little of the mechanics, how this is going to work?
We are still fine-tuning on that part, but in a nutshell, fans can purchase the tokens, right? And then we will have challenges or we will have special batch of tickets that fans could go up and maybe do some challenges, spread La Liga brand on their own social media, and then the tickets will be given to them free.
I see, I see. So it's
correct.
Less about using it as a coin, so to speak, but more as
yes,
access
correct.
To these
correct.
Challenges.
Correct. So it's a pure access. And then there's also fans that have not really understand the real football culture. Being in the game, going to the stadium to watch the game is one aspect. Talking to the footballers, understanding their life, you know, going for stadium visit.
Yeah.
So all these are really very exclusive money come by. And bring your kids onto the field as a football mascot. That's also something that we will also offer, which is a money come by experience for sure.
How has the blockchain been transforming brands and, I suppose, organizations' publicity efforts?
Blockchain has really bring the whole world smaller because everything is no longer, you have to wait, right? It's like email, a second. So it actually combine the whole world. Transaction is faster, right? Giving out rewards, giving out points is much, much faster. And you get engagement deep down into countries, example like Africa, as long as you have an internet connection. So the outreach is different. It's very, very, very different.
Yeah, so okay. Actually, I mean, we can see more and more, you know, like the presence of blockchain in the football industry. We can see that, you know, some of the clubs, you know, nowadays, some of the top European clubs already signed their first, you know, like contracts, you know, like that accept, you know, like even in terms of the payment. And then you see that some of the clubs already engage with their fans, allowing the fans to use coin, you know, like to purchase some merchandise or do some purchases at the stadium. So we're going to see more and more. Of course, you know, like still, you know, a bit of an early stage, but we know that this is already, the change is happening, and we're going to see more of this in the football industry.
I guess blockchain will actually make the whole ecosystem much more efficient. Just take one example, right? Fans that is trying to buy a La Liga match tickets.
Yeah.
They have to go through the traditional way. But using blockchain and for the clubs itself or for La Liga itself is direct payment coming in. In the process, a lot of middlemen has been taken out.
And the pain points addressed as well.
Correct.
Because the fans don't like waiting for a long time, for example.
Correct.
For anything. Wow, this is really mind-blowing. Is monetizing the league's assets crucial for the future of La Liga?
We're still at the early stage, but definitely in the future, you know, it's going to be crucial. It's happening already, this change. And for us as a very innovative league that we like to stay ahead of the curve, you know, like we are exploring. And then that's why this partnership with GECOX on top of the, you know, access to the fans and then to bring them closer is going to allow us to have a deeper understanding and, you know, to be ready for the new times coming.
Well, I can hear the fans cheering already. It's been a great pleasure speaking to both of you. Ivan Codina, Managing Director for La Liga, Southeast Asia, South Korea, Japan and Australia. And Sir Dr. Jeffrey Lin, CEO of GECOX. Good luck with the token.
Thank you, Michelle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.